Kiddushin Perk Beis Mishneches, a Mekadish Bechelko, a Kohen is Mekadish with his chelik that he has with the other Kohanim, things that he's able to eat, a schus in the karbanis that he can eat, Bein Kodshe Kedoshim, whether it's Kodshe Kedoshim, like a Chatas and an Oshim that only a Kohen can eat in the Azara, Bein Kodoshim Kalim, whether it's Kodshim Kalim, that do not have to be eaten in the Azara, they can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, and doesn't even have to be a Kohen, nevertheless, Einem Mekudeshes. As opposed to the previous Mishnah, where person takes from Shvius, he actually has more than just the schus in it, it becomes his. Here by Kachim, there's a drasha, the Torah says, Min ha'esh. And just like esh, a person can't have any use of, except for eating, because all an esh does, all fire does is consume. So too, these matanos are only mishtamish for achila. And Taisa says, even the Kachim kalim, that anybody can eat outside, so there is a hanah. So if a guy's mekadesh a woman with kachim kalim, there is some kind of hanah that the food has that she can eat it. Why is that not good? So the teretz is because the reason that normally a person can be mekadesh with something that gives hanah is because that hanah can be transferred for something that is worth money. She can sell that hanah or whatever it is. So therefore, the hanah itself is looked at as if he's giving her something that has value, something that has money. But if hanah cannot be transferred, i.e. this, karbanis, you can't give it for anything else, you can't sell it for money, it's only a schus to eat it. In that case, it doesn't have any mammon value to it, and therefore, whether it's kachim kalim, whether it's kachim kadashim, it's not mekudeshes. But maiser sheni, but what about maiser sheni? Maiser sheni, the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of Yovel, the third and the sixth, that maiser is maiser ani. But the other years, maiser sheni, one has to bring the fruits of Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, or be po to them and take the coins to Yerushalayim and then buy food there in Yerushalayim and eat it. What's the din of the Maaser Sheni fruits or Maaser Sheni food in Yerushalayim? Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, lo kidesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Maaser Sheni is also mamon gavoa, just like kachim, and therefore you can't be mekadesh with her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg lo kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maaser Sheni is not Mamon Gavoa. It's Mamon Hedyut. It's yours. But by Shogeg, it doesn't work because this is a Kedushei Taz. He tricked her. She didn't know that she has to take this money now that he's being Mekadosh her with, or the fruits, and bring it to Yerushalayim. If it was Maaser Sheni money or Maaser Sheni fruits. So it's a Kedushei Taz. So therefore, Shogeg doesn't work. B'mezid Kidesh. But if he tells her, hey, this is Maaser Sheni fruits, and she accepts it, then it is a good Kedushin, because it's his mammon. Uve Hektish. But what about Hektish? Now, Hektish is not the karbanos we were talking about. Hektish is mammon, or items, that were designated for the use in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that when one uses Hektish, that's called Me'ila. And here, there's going to be machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether when you do it b'mezid, if a person knows it's Hektish, and yet he still uses it for chol, does that take it out of its kedusha right now? Everybody agrees by shogeg, a person doesn't know, then he's got to give mi'ila, then he's got to pay a knas, and things like that. But mezid, they disagree. So vehektish b'mezid kidesh of shogeg loy kidesh. According to Meir, if it's b'mezid, he's mekadesher. Why? Because as he's mekadesher, and this is the way it seems the Rav is learning, he's actually being mekadesher with this hektish, and as he's doing it, the Kedusha falls off of it. He's doing it b'mezid. Rabbi Meir holds that even b'mezid, it's mischalel. The Kedusha falls off. Uveshogeg, but if he doesn't tell her, lo kidesh, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, but if he doesn't tell her about it, then it's a Kedushei Taos. It's a Mekach Taos. And it's not a good Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda holds that only b'shogeg kidesh. Only if it's because she doesn't hold this as Mekach Taos. Doesn't matter that he's being mekadesher with something that was hektish. And it is a good kiddushin, b'shogeg. B'mezid loy kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, but if it's b'mezid, and he's trying to mekadesh a woman with hektish b'mezid, the kiddushin doesn't fall off. The whole din, that if a person uses hektish, the kiddushin falls off, that's only when we're dealing with shogeg. But the Torah, according to Yehuda, is talking only about shogeg, but not mezid, and therefore, it's hektish money still, the kiddushin doesn't fall off, and you can't be mekadesh on something that you don't own that still belongs to Hektish, because it's Mamon Gavoa, and you can't be mekadesh with that.